Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ted Bosley, and I have the unenviable task of following John Gall. If anyone ever doubted the transformational power of architecture, they only need to come to this place. You are being transformed even as you sit here and reflect on the rich history of this sanctuary and the congregation that has been continuously present here for 120 years. That in and of itself is a remarkable thing. I have the great privilege and pleasure of being the director of the Gamble House, which some of you may know, in Pasadena, another icon of the arts and crafts movement that springs directly from the spirit of this place. The architects Charles and Henry Green, who designed the Gamble House, were familiar with this place. They had been to San Francisco. They came here in the early years of the 20th century. They were inspired by some of the same impulses that no doubt inspired the tremendously talented group of people who came together under Joseph Worcester's gentle but firm direction to bring this place into existence. We can feel that impulse, that spirit, sitting in these rush-bottomed chairs. My earliest memories from childhood are of sitting in these chairs. From the 1950s, when some would say in the 50s and 60s and 70s that architectural taste took a vacation, the Swedenborgian Church remained, in my mind at least, immutable. This was the place that one could come to feel the certainty of permanence, and not just in the way of architecture, but in the way of spirit, and that all was always going to be right with the world if you could only come back to this place. That was ingrained in me from childhood. Like Michael, we lived very close by when I began to come to church here. We lived on Jackson Street, and we could walk here. And yet, when I moved away, we moved successively further away from the church. Then my father passed away. My mother moved to a neighborhood a little bit closer, and once again we could walk to church. I now live 400 miles away, but I still consider this to be my spiritual home. And the 80 or so of us, or maybe 85 of us, who are here today, are a kernel, a mere kernel of the hundreds of thousands of people whose lives have been transformed in some way, shape, or form by walking through these doors and sitting in these rush-bottom chairs and listening to Reverend Lee, Reverend Lawrence, Reverend Tobish before them, Reverend Redekop, and even Joseph Worcester himself. When I was a child, there was a parishioner here who was present under Joseph Worcester, who was a member who remembered his sermons, and she, bless her heart, passed along to us little kids the wisdom of that man, and let us know that there was something very special taking place here. And thanks now to John Gall, thanks to Michael Santomaro, thanks to Jim Lawrence, that has been enshrined in Washington, D.C., in this highest level of landmark status. The Gamble House is also a National Historic Landmark, and so we share that. I have to say that I would not be doing what I am doing today, what I've been doing for 25 years professionally, if I had not sat my little bottom in the rush bottom seats here beginning in the 1950s. It was a completely transformational experience for me, and I know that it has been for others. I don't think that it's possible to come into this sanctuary and not feel transformed. And so it now falls to us to make sure that we conserve and respect this sanctuary and the entire campus, the parish house, the garden, the former, what was originally intended to be the parsonage next door at 2121 Lyon. This is all of that is part of the National Historic Landmark designation. And we need to take up the mantle of pursuing with vigor and with a sense of doing something useful, a Swedenborgian doctrine, and also with the idea that it is providential for us to be able to take on this task to preserve this sanctuary and its campus for the future. I thank you for being here. I thank you for your attention. And thank you for the privilege of being able to speak. Thank you.